The visitor moves in for a closer look. Cars are being washed, caressed, petted and polished as if they were members of the family. A scratch on the bodywork attracts a fury otherwise reserved for child molesters. Techno tomcats appear to spray the boundaries of their territory, marking out the vehicle with a myriad of auto-votive fetishes. Bumper stickers and monogrammic numbers are applied as if summoning the menacing potencies of the Golem, a monster lurking through the back streets. Its power derived from cabalistic marks etched upon its forehead. Pendulous mascots hang like cozy spells against the evils of chance. Household gods in a home from home. The inhabitants of North America spend 62,000 years a week inside these prosthetic tin cans, interminably punched out in cybernetic grease pits under militaristic conditions. Perplexed by the frequency with which these containers are gouged open and spattered with the blood of their contents, the visitor seeks a pattern in an echoing black museum of sound bites. On entry, the automobile, even that moving person on the roll, agitates the heartbeat and transforms the psychogalvanic skin response sufficient to set the needle shivering on any lie detector. The moment the driver settles behind the wheel, stress readings increase as the driver's body is slowly marinated with adrenotoxin, generating a wide range of cardiovascular pressures. The pelvis is fondled with replica flesh oozing with static as the automobile becomes an orgone accumulator, stimulating shallow sexuality. Tides of blood and water are magi mixed as if subject to a permanent full moon. As the automobile whips up a mistral of enervating ions and moves them along in a packet of pre-storm tension. Oh yeah, it's all such an awful journey. I feel completely washed out. What are we doing here anyway? Insulated from the outside world by the wraparound TV of the automobile, the driver's brainwaves are sucked into an artificial resonance, rendering the dangers as unreal as those on a video game. The machine vamps up the muscle power of the driver with scant relation to the pressure on the pedal. Half a ton is dispatched with a feather-like touch. Whoops, did we hit something then? Nah, couldn't it? We would have felt it.